Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Grimoire, written by Kim Wilkins and read by Casey Withers. P.C. Hallam was a long way from his beat. The bitter smell of the Thames, the dark shadows leaping in the gaslight, the wharf hands swearing as they loaded the crate onto the spar. A stark contrast to the fashionable, genteel streets of Faraday Square and Milton Close, the new estates which he usually policed. Perhaps it wasn't such a good idea to be down here at the docks, huddling in the gloom out of uniform. But he had to be sure.
"Easy! Easy!"
called a foreman from the boat, a 100-foot bark headed for the colonies. The crate threatened to spin off the hook, then hovered over the wharf as it swung on the derrick to the deck. It cast a block of shadows which momentarily darkened the faces of the workers. Men on the boat were guiding it into the cargo hull. The chill night air chafed Hallam's cheeks, and he rubbed his gloved hands together. How strange that he should be pining for the comfort of his beat when it was there that he had experienced the garish nightmare that continued to haunt him. He shuddered as, once more, the sickening vision squirmed its way into his reluctant memory. It had been a Thursday evening, brisk but not too cold. The fog was rolling in from the evening, and a young couple had stopped to ask him directions. He had just sent them on their way when he had heard screams from 13 Milton Close. Peter Owling, the resident, was a well-known eccentric, usually dressed in flamboyantly coloured silks, which drew attention to his obesity. Hallam had run up the stairs and hammered on the door. No response, only a loud sobbing. He broke the window in the door and fumbled for the lock on the inside, burst in, and followed the sound of the voice until he came to Owling's opulent dining room, decorated lavishly with deep red wallpaper, gilt-edged picture frames, an extravagant chandelier. And there, the nightmare. It looked as though guests had been expected for dinner. The dining table was heaving under the weight of dishes. A ham, a roast turkey, bowls of cooked vegetables, tarts, bottles of wine. And in the centre of it, illuminated by the dim, flickering candlelight, the dead, naked body of Peter Owling. Hallam had scanned the room. The sobbing came from a boy in the corner, Christian, Owling's young friend. He was about 17, a beautiful lad with an angel's face, and the target of a lot of gossip about the exact nature of his relationship with Owling.
"My God, what happened here?"
Hallam asked, though he didn't really expect an answer. It was well known that Christian was a mute. Christian sobbed, pointing senselessly towards the body. Hallam approached the dining table. Owling's massive white belly was crisscrossed with deep, thin lines of gore, as though some cruelly fine, sharp instrument had been used to inscribe a message of hate in the pallid flesh. The back of his head, Hallam could see, was mashed and bloody, as though he'd been slammed onto the table with great force. And lying on his chest, pinned there with a dagger which had clearly been driven into his heart, was a book. Or rather, a section torn from a book. Dark blood dribbled in sticky drops off the table and pooled on the floor.
"Dear Lord,"